The Brazilian market doesn't allow them to do a lot of exports right now, but they would like very much to find large export markets all across the world. And they also have pursued their discussions in the United States to gain access to this market. From time to time, I think last year we had about 100 million gallons of Brazilian ethanol that came into this marketplace. And for us, it's really a very positive development right now. Longer term, you have to look at all the markets, but we do have a tariff on that ethanol when it comes into the United States. And for us, if their production fits within that tariff and it can allow us to be able to meet certain key market opportunities, it's an interesting opportunity for all of us to find new markets and open up new markets. We've always had a keen interest in seeing ethanol become a viable project across the world. And with the increased number of countries that have accepted the Kyoto Protocol, the interest in reducing greenhouse gas emissions is global in scope. And so we see that as a long-term potential opportunity for all of us. And the international world community would like to see a variety of different sources for ethanol. So this is a promising development for not only the Brazilian sugar interests, but also for the corn farmers and everyone else here in the United States.